This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Stir Up Sunday tomorrow.
Yes.
This is supposed to be kind of, because it's mentioned in the liturgy of some services tomorrow, this is the Sunday that you're supposed to go home and do your Christmas cake.
That,
isn't that what it was?
The line, it was Stir Up Sunday.
Stir up your hearts. Stir up our hearts, oh Lord.
Yeah,
or something
like that. That's it.
But you're not stirring up our hearts, you're just stirring
just
up
stirring
our
up.
Christmas
well,
cake.
It could, maybe. There's quite a lot of butter in it, yes. So, first thing is overnight is to soak your fruit. So I've got a selection of, there's cranberries in there, there's raisins, there's apricots, some figs, I like fig.
Oh yeah.
It's nice and moist.
Wintery
yeah.
kind of a thing.
Yeah, it is. And then, so that soak that overnight in stout, and then a bit of orange zest in that. And then this is just beaten up dark brown sugar and butter. So it's nice and pale. So get it into the electric mixer. And then eggs into this. I'm going to get all this ready and then let everybody have a wee stir at this. And then
the
when
sugar
you
and
start
butter mixture, is there chocolate in that? Or
not
is that,
yet. No, that's
so just
dark
brown
sugar.
Dark brown sugar.
Sugar.
Brown.
Yep.
Okay.
And then your eggs. And do them one at a time, but we'll not do that. We'll just throw them all in, John. And then the other ingredients then are in here I've got the spices. So you got cinnamon, allspice and mixed spice. And then there's a wee bit of ground almond at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then corn flour. So this is actually gluten-free Christmas
gluten-free
cake as
but
well.
Not yeah. free.
Not free, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the fruit. So all the fruit that's been soaked. And then just a wee bit of stout at the bottom there. And then 100 grams of chopped chocolate. And then just give that a really good mix. So if I pass that to Bryony, if I give
I
you
can
that
smell
there.
Smell it
few,
already.
Right, Bryony, I'll give it a good stir and then make a wish and pass it on. Right, it'll definitely come true. Right.
When I see that bowl, that reminds me. My mother had a bowl that was like, and I think everybody had one. It was like a beige. It was beige on the outside with kind of indents on it. And then the inside was white. And that was sort of the Christmas cake making bowl.
I one of those brown on the outside.
Yeah,
was it?
I should dig that out for brownies.
You see, that would have been a nice
exhibition.
Personal thing, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Blowtorch.
Right, blowtorch is ready. Marzipan, so it's half caster sugar, half icing sugar, ground almond again.
Uh-huh.
Bind it up with an egg. I put a wee bit of vanilla in it and a bit of orange, just like a teaspoonful of orange or lemon
give
juice.
Give it a bit of flavour.
And then just mix it, not too much, because if you mix it too much the oils will come out of the almond and you get a greasy marzipan. You don't want that. And just grease that up, or just roll it out and with using icing sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the top done, and then just take a wee I'm going to do a wee star, whatever you want, bit of holly,
Christmas star.
Yeah, I don't like doing that icing, you know the way everybody does fondant icing, or
is that, you know, the hard icing?
Yeah, or you know, the fondant's the softy one, isn't it? And then
right.
having the royal icing. So I think this is
stand
nice. You don't have
everybody.
To worry about, but you get the, so just a wee bit of the, see the top of the, and you
of
get that
marzipan.
Nice wee effect there, look, of the marzipan.
So you're actually
blowtorching the marzipan. So, and what you're doing when you do that is you're just, the egg in it is, the egg sort of, you know, goes nice and golden. I put a wee star on top of that there,
uh-huh.
John. And then I've got some, you know, these wee golden, or I couldn't get golden balls, I had to get silver ones. But
lovely.
So a couple of wee
oh,
silver.
Oh, I hate them, I have to say.
Do you? Do you hate them, I know.
Just because they're
They always think you're going to take your teeth out.
Take your fillings out.
Yeah. Or they react with your fillings, do they? And then just a wee, just then, just for a wee, just a wee bit of snow, wee bit of ice and sugar there on your.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right. Now, I have to warn you, this cake is not for the faint hearted. It is very, very rich. Right. Just some fruit. It's just really, just a really good, rich cake.
Oh, it feels substantial. It feels heavy.
It is.
And you can smell
it. I quite like that, but I think a Christmas cake should be done, shouldn't it? If you're going to have a sponge cake, you know, you have a sponge cake for sponge, or you have a...
Have a smaller slice.
Aye, exactly.
It's not rocket science.
That probably is quite a big slice, actually. It's quite...
Oh, that's gorgeous.
There's not a lot of chocolate in it, but the chocolate actually comes through the fruit, and I think it brings out the, you know, the stout and the chocolate work well together.
And for all that it's heavy to hold, it's heavy weight-wise, not actually heavy to eat.
No, no, it's not. No, you could eat a couple of slices of that, definitely.
I will definitely manage that square before, maybe not before 12 o'clock, but because I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
But shortly afterwards.
Definitely after 12
shortly
o'clock,
afterwards. Yeah. That's beautiful. So how long, and then you just wrap that up and let it sit for Christmas?
You wrap it up, well, the thing with this cake, because you can see it, is you just wrap it up in parchment paper and maybe put it into a tin. You don't need to feed it. That's the one thing with this cake. But if you wanted to feed it with, you know, a wee bit of brandy or rum, you could.
Soak it.
Yeah. But I quite like it not, you know, sometimes you get a mouthful of brandy. It's not that nice, is it? No, I quite like it just...
That's just delicious. Yeah. There's so much in that. So it's chocolate Christmas cake.
Uh-huh.
It's not really a chocolate Christmas cake. It's a Christmas cake with a wee hint of chocolate.
A hint of chocolate, yes.
And vanilla marzipan. And the recipe's on the website. So go to the John Toll Show page. Or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55. Or if you missed a bit of the recipe, that wee bit will be podcast and you'll get it on the John Toll Show page as well in the afternoon.
Isn't that marzipan nice?
But it's
completely
delicious.
Different from just that wee bit of toasting on the top. You know, we don't get that horrible...
No, blandness.
Well, it's not bland. If it was bland, I'd be happy with it. I would love to actually know what almond essence is.
Yeah,
what byproduct from making I don't know. It's the work of dark forces anyway, and not suitable for.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.